To the fourth, Kurt, through four or through three, do we go back to aluminum bats here, late 90s?
I don't know. It sure looks like it. You watch the whole first game in a well-played ball game that had 7 runs total, and we have 15 runs already in 3 innings in this ball game.
11-4 our score. As onto the fourth, it'll be Brady Blattner, first pitch swinging, pops this one up right side. Not a ton of territory over here, and that one will bounce off that first base dugout, for strike one.
What a beautiful park down here, Kirby. You look at those trees out there, it's almost like having a batter's eye from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole.
It's a good observation right there. Tucked into a nice little corner of town as one strike pitch curls in there to Blattner. Brady today, 1-for-1, RBI single, walk, run scored. Scored on that throwing error by center fielder Jonah Johnson. Two strike pitch from Manaville, missing high for a ball. Now 1-2. Winner of this one gets Watertown, 4:30 next Sunday. As this pitch missing inside. Kurt, where's that one at?
I believe that ball game is over in Faribault, but I got to take a look here.
2-2 the count as Manaville's 2-2 pitch. Blattner comes up empty, swings through that. And for the first time today, New York Mills gets the leadoff man out as Cold Spring has their DH Blattner retired, and they get to throw it around the horn for the first time today. One away, that'll bring Cole Fuchs to the plate.
Yeah, the winner of this game does play in Faribault at 4:30 next Sunday.
So Manaville with one out brings Cole Fuchs to the plate. That pitch missing down and away. Manaville came on in relief last inning. Rockies greeted him. Single, 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 sac fly, RBI double, RBI double. As this pitch missing high for a ball. Moving our count to 2-0 to Cole Fuchs. Cole 1-for-2 on the day. Single and a run scored. As the hurler Manaville, that pitch in there to Fuchs, and Cole sends it right back up the gut. Solid knock. 2-for-3 on the day for Fuchs. That is the 13th Rocky hit, Kurt, through 3 1/3.
It was about identical to Cole's second at bat when he came up at that time with a runner on third base and laces a single right up the middle. He goes and does that again this time. The two young guys for the Rockies have definitely done it today, along with about everybody else in that.
You got 13 hits through 3 1/3. It's tough to say one guy carried you. As first pitch to Brady Lynn, late breaker, a little too late, missing inside for a ball. 7 spot in the third for the Rockies. Touchdown Cold Spring. As the 1-0 pitch, missing low, evens it up at 1-1. Last we heard down in Faribault, 2-0 after 6 innings in in the El Rosa Montgomery game. Peyton Van Beck sounds like he's throwing pretty good by just a text about the score. I don't even know if Peyton was a starting pitcher. I assumed he would be. As the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Brady Lynn, evens it up at 1-1. 11-4 our score. As the 1-1 pitch, that curls in there. 3 straight hooks to the young man. 1-2 the count. As at first base still is Cole Fuchs for Cold Spring. He's singled. As the 1-2 pitch, that's chopped foul by Brady Lynn. Leadoff man Tyler Geislinger, who's seeing the ball well here in Dundas, he's on deck. 1-2 the count. Lynn in that right-handed batter's box. Austin Manaville set. 2-strike pitch, waved at and missed as Brady's out on strikes. And Austin Manaville has struck out the Bradys here in the fourth inning.
Yes, he has, and he's done a nice job of getting himself back into the game here. He came in a tough spot. He comes in with the bases loaded in that second inning and has to work his way out of things like that there. But you can just tell he's a lot more relaxed out there. He got his regular warm-ups in.
Three guys on base when he started the inning, like last inning?
Yep.
Geislinger, first pitch, popped up down the third baseline on the run in foul territory. Making the catch is Logan Small, and for the first time in the 2022 state tournament, the Cold Spring Rockies don't score in an inning. They go no runs, one hit. There were no errors. One runner left on base. 3.5, 11-4 our score. Bottom four coming up. It's Cold Spring by 7, and you're hearing it on Bob FM. We welcome you into the bottom of the fourth inning. Bottom four, bottom of the order for New York Mills. Ethan Hendricks, Adam Patron, Logan Small. Their second look at Jake Brinker. First pitch hit on the ground towards short. Jordan New charges, fields, throws in time. 6-3 to retire Ethan Hendricks for a quick out number one.
That was a quick out. Jordan was kind of playing deep on that one, and it took a few high hops, but Jordan does a nice job of coming in, fielding that, and throwing across the diamond to get the big first out.
As it'll be, Adam Patron into the batter's box. As the first offering from Brinker, that is fouled up the third base line. It'll be Patron followed by Logan Small here in the Miller fourth inning. They trail by 7 at 11-4. Sun-soaked field here in Dundas as ball is in fair territory. The foul ball is now in fair territory. Eli Bacchus shags it. My niece got a buck for a foul ball here earlier today, Kurt. They're shelling them out in Dundas as the one-strike pitch. That's laced foul. Eli, there's another dollar for you.
Well, the first foul ball of every inning, you get a dollar. In other words, you get a quarter. So, it's a little different theory they have down here, but they give the kids an incentive to get them going. They're doing a great job down here in Dundas.
So two outs, buck and a quarter for Eli Bacchus in the left field corner. Brinker's two-strike pitch, that is up and away. Now 2-2. Jake threw three, Kurt, you'd say, eh?
Well, he looked good in the second. And first was so-so after those big back-to-back doubles, but he got hit pretty hard in the third inning.
1-2 pitch hit on the ground, deep in the hole. New Fields on a slide. His strong throw in time. Newsy with a nice play deep in the hole at short. Awkward kind of knee first slide to his right, Kurt, but he's got the gun to get it across the diamond.
Well, it was one of those that made it just past the glove of David Jonas, and Newsy does a nice job of going down on one knee, backhanding that ball, and coming up with a strong throw to get the catcher of the Millers just in time at first base.
So two dead, Logan Small into the batter's box. As Brinker rocks and fires, first offering to Small in there for a strike. Small singled and scored as he led off the last inning in the third. Brinker got hit hard last inning in the third and started with a small knock right up the gut. As Brinker's one strike pitch, that's off of Jake. He will field, he will not have time. And now the concern will go to Jake's foot, Kurt, as he is he's no stranger to getting peppered with the ball hitting him in the state tournament, huh?
He's been peppered many times on that mound, and he got hit about as hard as you could right there. Not what the Rockies wanted to see. And Jake looks like he's going to be able to walk that thing off, but he went over to try to field that ball after it, thinking maybe he was going to throw out the guy yet, ends up slipping at that time, and you can tell he's definitely hurting. The umpire's out there asking him, are you okay? Do you want a warm-up pitch? What do you want to do? And Jake says, I'm fine. And umpire says, okay, let's play ball.
Well, if you're fine, you're fine. The leadoff man up. He doubled a hard off you last time. So a board is Small. He peppers Brinker. Two away. Lineup turns over to Jack Guck. First offering to Jack is bounced up there by Brinker. Maybe he should have took that warm-up pitch Tom Swanson offered him. 7-run Rocky lead here in the fourth inning, opening round of the 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Our only Bob FM game of the weekend thus far, and or period, as the 1-0 pitch, that missing low, now 2-0. Randy's on Chasm right now with El Rosa and Montgomery. Last we heard, that was 2-0 in favor of the Saints. At 4:30, it'll be Region 15 C's runner-up Watkins taking on the Piers Lakers. Should be a good matchup right there. There goes the runner. 2-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground. Fielded by Jonas at third. His throw across in time. Nice play by Jonas right there. He's been a busy man at third. Kurt, what are those circles on the scoreboard? Is that a zero? I didn't know. I haven't seen many of those here today. It's back-to-back goose eggs put on the board by Brinker and by Manville for New York Mills in the fourth. No runs on one hit, no Rocky errors. One runner left, four complete. 11-4, our score. On to the fifth in a minute on Bob FM. We welcome you back. Someone's a big ABBA fan. Not turning ABBA off. There you go. As Jordan New takes a strike. Tom Swanson was sick of hearing Fernando as well. It's a good tune. That 70 Show fans are rocking out right now as the offering to New hit on the ground, up the middle, and through for Jordan New. His second hit. He goes 2 for 4 now, does Jordan New, as leadoff man on for the third out of 4 innings for Cold Spring. Or excuse me, 4th out of 5th innings, 5 innings for Cold Spring, Kurt.
Jordan did a nice job of taking that pitch and lacing it just past the pitcher right up over the second base to lead off the top of the 5th for the Rockies.
Brings David Jonas into the batter's box for a soft right curveball in there for a strike to DJ. Reached on a two-base error on a drop pop-up and right in the 1st. Scored. Sac fly RBI to right in the 2nd. Sac fly RBI to right in the 3rd. 0 for 1 on the day. 1-strike pitch missing inside. We'll even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. 2-3-4 due up here for Cold Spring. As Manaville set, 1-1 pitch as delay steal here from New and nobody covering 2nd. The ball squirts into short center field, but backed up nicely by shortstop Darren Gaudette. Well, I mean, what's Jordan Dad? 27? You've seen him do that about 27 times in your life.
Well, he does such a nice job on it. He does that delayed steal. By the time he catches up to the second baseman's trying to get over to second base to field the ball. And like usual, nobody covers the base, and Jordan's in there with a stolen base.
Pitch to Jonas missing down and away. Moves our count to 2-1 to Jonas. Duffner on deck for Cold Spring. They lead by 7 here at 11-4 in the top of the 5th inning. The 3-1 pitch to Jonas. It was a 3-1 snap nicely by the pitcher Manaville. As he made a nice play right there. Throws out Jonas. Looks back. New 1-3 for out number 1. New stays put at second base.
Well, New did a good job of reading that pitcher fielded on that great play that he made on that one so that he didn't go get in the hot box over there and get caught up, because the way he was moving, the way Jordan likes to run, I would have thought he was farther off, but the pitcher snags that one out of the air there, quickly looks to second base, and easily throws Jonas out at first base.
Bring Austin Duffner to the plate for the Rockies as first offering to the Duffman, missing low for a ball. Duffner had a sac fly RBI in the 1st, struck out in the 2nd. RBI double and a run scored in the 3rd. 1 for 2 on the day for the big first baseman. First pitch for Manaville, missing for a ball. 1-0 pitch, that curls in there to even it up at 1-1. 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 7 in the 3rd for Cold Spring. New York Mills put a goose egg up on him in the 4th. As this pitch hit right side, it'll be fielded at 2nd by Caden Roberts. He flips over to his first baseman, Kupfer, retiring. Duffner 4-3 for out number 2. New scoots up to 3rd base. It'll be up to the red-hot Alex Geislinger.
Second baseman makes a nice play on that one, going to field that about a step onto the grass over there between him and the first baseman. Easily throws out Duffner at first base.
As this pitch is hit in the air, that's laced to center field. Going back, and it'll be another double for he will stop at first base. Kurt, they're playing him a little too deep now as Johnson playing the fence, basically. Geislinger cracks one off the 365 sign in center, and Johnson's waiting for him with the ball there, so it's just a single. 365-foot single.
As deep as that center fielder's playing, I don't know how you can possibly hit the ball over him, but he gave it a ride to the deepest part of the park. He hits it right off the 365 sign, like you said, and it bounces right back into the center fielder's glove. Geislinger had no choice but to stay at first base on that one.
Alex, for a big dude, can run too, but, I mean, Johnson right there, quick throw to second, and Geislinger's, I mean, sorry, buddy, you hit it off the fence, but you're only getting a single on this one. That's what happens when they're playing the fence on you. Scoring was New. Cold Spring up 12-4 now as the first offering missing low to Kaltoff, as is the second one. 2-0 the count now.
Well, nothing against the Avon Lakers because they're a great team, but if you look at the teams out here right now, New York Mills outfielders are probably playing 20 to 25 feet deeper than Fairmont did the whole entire ballgame.
2-0 pitch curls inside. I mean, you look at in right field, Guck. He's got maybe 20 feet behind him. Johnson, 10 feet behind him. Left fielder's in a little more, but they're sick of running back to the fence, Kurt. They're trying to catch these balls before they get to the track. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike to Kaltoff. 3-1 to the Rocky catcher. He is 1 for 2 with a sack bunt. Singled back in the 1st inning. 3-1 pitch. Curveball missing inside, and it's a 2-out walk to Kelvin Kaltoff. That will push Geislinger up to second base, and the batter will be Brady Blattner.
Kelvin does a nice job of working out a walk at that time and see if the two young guys who have been hitting the ball well today can keep it going here for the Rockies.
One in already in the fifth for Cold Spring. They lead by eight at 12-4. Manaville looking to put a pin in it here in the fifth inning as the first offering to Blattner curls in there for a strike. Manaville, this is his third full inning of relief. He came on in the third with nobody. Excuse me, there was one out that inning as this off-speed pitch in there for a strike as well to Brady. 0-2 the count as a little shake of the head from Blattner. Brady, RBI single in the first, walked and scored in the third, struck out in the fourth. Manaville set. Two-strike pitch to Blattner in there. Strike three. Blattner goes down looking, and he has struck out on consecutive at-bats. That is the third strikeout for Austin Manaville. That does it for Cold Spring in the fifth. They tack on another, scoring one run on two hits. There were no New York Mills errors. One runner left on base. 4.5. Score is 12-4 in favor of Cold Spring. Rockies by eight onto the bottom of the fifth in a minute and a half on Bob FM. Well, it's make or break inning for Jake Brinker, Kurt. I'd say if he gets touched up by the middle of the order like he did last time, it'll be his afternoon, huh?
I think he hit it about there because he hasn't fooled that middle, that 3-4 hitter for the Millers all day.
First pitch missing for a ball to Jonah Johnson, the two hitter. Second pitch in there for a strike. Brinke's 1-1 offering, waved at and missed by Johnson. He had an RBI single last time up in the third. Came across to score on that Darren Gaudette two-run triple. Gaudette's got a double and a triple on the day thus far. 2-for-2. Yet his team trails by eight. Part of that's on him, though. He was the starting pitcher. As this ball hit on the ground towards second, Alex Geisinger gets a high hop. Throw over to Duffner in time, 4-3, to retire Johnson for out number one for Jake Brinker.
Johnson got down that line in a hurry on that one because Geisinger does a nice job of taking two steps over to his right and fielding that ball and quickly throwing over to first base and just gets Johnson at first base.
Haven't seen Johnson run that fast since he's been sprinting to the fence on a Geisinger double. As that'll bring Darren Gaudette to the batter's box. He's lava hot right now with a loud double, louder triple. As Brinker's first offering to Gaudette bounces in there for a ball. 1-0 the count to the now shortstop, Darren Gaudette. Right-handed swinging. Brinker's 1-0 pitch. That is on the corner for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Three in the third, for New York Mills. They scored in the first inning as well. That's their four in the runs column. 1-1 pitch, missing low. Gaudette started his hands, but he was able to hold up. First round and all rounds of the Class C State Tournament are single elimination. You lose, you golf. That's the way she goes at State. As the 2-1 pitch, missing down and in now, 3-1. To win it all, if you didn't get a bye, you got to win six. If you get a bye, you win next weekend, and everybody, whoever that champion will be, has to win four games Labor Day weekend. As Brinker's 3-1 pitch to Gaudette. That is in there for a strike. I like it from Brinker. Kurt up by eight. Challenge this guy a little bit. Now he'll come back and make me look like a dummy with a walk right here. As Brinker rocks and fires. His payoff pitch, that's cracked into left field. And Darren Gaudette is a home run away from a cycle, and he has not missed a barrel yet today, Kurt.
That he hasn't. It looked like he was almost going to be unintentionally walked there, which you'd never want to be doing with an 8-run lead, but it's kind of how it is. Well, then he came back and threw two strikes to him, and Gaudette let the first one go by, but he didn't. He made sure he put the barrel on the next one for his third hit of the ball game.
He could start for my team any day, huh? Good-looking ball player. That'll bring Brandon Kupfer to the plate. Kupfer with a loud double his first time up as Brinker gets a pitch in there for a strike. Jake's gone the distance thus far for Cold Spring. Touched up at times, but he's still accruing outs here in the fifth inning as one strike pitch popped up, fouling out of play, and Kupfer in a hole at 0-2. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kultoff gets Brinker a fresh pearl. Leading from first base is Darren Gaudette. Brinker with the motion home, off-speed pitch, hit on the ground towards short. New to second for one. Geislinger's return to first is low, but picked out by the Duff man. A 6-4-3 double play Nice long hop for Duffner at first.
A pitcher's best friend, you get a give up a sharp single there, and you quickly get a double play on that. But what a nice scoop by Duffner to snag that one that Alex Geisinger threw to him on the dirt. Big double play to end the fifth inning for the Rockies.
Brinker puts a goose egg up here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, nowhere. Nobody left on base. Five completes, 12-4 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the sixth in a minute when you got your knob on Bob. Sixth inning we go here in Dundas. 12-4 our score in favor of the Cold Spring Rockies. 8-9-1 due up for CS. Update from Faribault to the bottom of the eighth they go. El Rosa leads 3-0 over Montgomery. Saints looking to be another Stearns County League team checking into the second round. Already matching the St. Martin Martins who got there due to winning the Region 15 C championship as Fuchs pops this one up right side. Over for a look is Dupfer. And that ball is going to drop as pitcher, first baseman, catcher, Kurt all converge. Not a ton of foul territory here. Didn't really look like anybody wanted a piece of that one, though.
Well, it doesn't look like anybody really called for it. The pitcher kind of overran the ball there, went all the way up to the fence and turned around, and he looked at the first baseman and catcher thinking one of them two were going to catch it. Neither one did.
So, 2-1 the count to Fuchs as this pitch is chopped foul. Should El Rosa hold on? They got six big outs to get, six biggest of the game. El Rosa would take on New Ulm next Saturday at 11 right here in Dundas. New Ulm's another one of those perennial studs. Two-strike pitch, chunked foul, past Trevor Lardy at first. 2-2 the count. Fuchs on the day, a strikeout in the first, singled and scored in the third, singled in the fourth, 2-for-3 for his state tournament baptism. As Manaville, Austin, the New York Mills reliever, this pitch popped up behind the bag at first, and three-hit day for Cole Fuchs. They don't ask how, they ask how many, Kurt. Nice piece of hitting right there.
Well, you said it there, Hall, nice piece of hitting. It wasn't as sharp as his other two singles were, but they go in the book the same way, and 18-year-old kid comes into his first state tournament amateur game, and he's 3-for-4.
Good for him. Fuchs, punching that one to right. Rockies get the leadoff man on for the fifth time today in six tries. That'll bring Brady Lynn to the plate. Brady was that leadoff man getting on in the second as Lynn swings through the first offering. Bunt single and a run scored in the second. RBI single and a run scored in the third. Strikeout in the fourth. 2-for-3 for Brady Lynn. Fuchs his lead over at first base. As the one strike pitch, that's on the corner. 0-2 the count.
We talk about all the extra base hits we had in the top of the order. The seven hitters got two hits. The eight hitters got three hits. The nine hitters got two hits. They're doing their job 1 through 9.
Pitch to Lynn. That is hit in the air to deep center field. Johnson going back. He'll look up. That's off the fence again. It'll be another Rocky double. Fuchs goes first to third as, the throw coming in is all it is actually. Just had a little bit of a lollipop to it, Kurt, but Brady Lynn hits one about, it was above that 365 sign, and the bottom of the order goes single-double, and now the top is going to get a chance to knock him in.
Well, we thought Alex Geisinger gave that one a ride when he hit it right off the 365 sign. Brady Lynn comes up and hits it 2 feet higher than that, and the center fielder is back there looking like he's almost going to make the catch, and it doesn't. It chromes by him and comes back in so far that it's an easy double for Brady Lynn, and now we're going to have a pitching change for the Millers.
Looks like a draftee from Perham is going to come in, Kurt. I think he's number two.
Number two, that is Chase Melvin from the Perham Pirates.
Chase Melvin will come into the game, and the pitcher, Manaville, who, if you really look at it, Kurt, I mean, a clean fourth and only one run allowed in the fifth, but then they go single in that loud double. And I think if you're New York Mills, you look at that top of the order coming up, you're saying, well, this would be their third time looking at him, and I probably don't like those matchups.
Well, absolutely. And then when you got three draftees sitting in your dugout yet that haven't seen the mound yet, and you're already down by 8 runs, you can't afford to give up any more. And when you give up a double like that to the number 9 hitter, you weren't fooling anybody.
So the new pitcher is Chase Melvin, as Melvin finishing his warm-up pitches. He'll get to be greeted by Geislinger, New, and Jonas with runners at second and third. The Rockies with 12 on the board, threatening again here in the sixth inning. as you look at, I mean, the history of the Cold Spring Rockies in the state tournament, Kurt, whenever they've had its success, it seems like it's always been a Mike Heinen or a Ryan Hennen doing it. Well, today they packed the lumber.
Well, that they did, and they come up here with 17 hits already in five-plus innings here. And, you know, I know I've elaborated on this already, but the bottom three of the order have eight of those 17 hits.
Well, this guy's got three of them. He's got two singles and a double. That's Tyler Geislinger. Infield comes in for New York Mills. They're trying to keep this as close as they can. As Melvin's first offering to Geislinger, missing down and away for a ball. Ty Guy singled and scored in the first, doubled in the second. RBI singled and scored in the third and flew out to left to end the fourth inning. As the 1-0 pitch from the Perm Drafty, that'll get past the catcher. Coming across to score will be Cole Fuchs. He is the 13th Rocky run coming across on that wild pitch. Squirts past the catcher, Patron. Up to third base goes Brady Lynn. Get two runs out of your eight hitter. Two, maybe a third out of your nine hitter. Rockies have 17 hits. They've only committed 15 outs, Kurt. Also have a sack bunt in there and a few sack flies as this pitch to Geislinger missing. We'll move our count to 3-0. Jordan New on deck for Cold Spring. As Melvin's 3-0 offering to Geislinger, that is low for a ball, and Tyler's aboard once again as he is walked.
So he's been on base for the fourth time in five at-bats and six innings.
That's pretty good top-of-the-order production, you'd say. Nice start. Infield moves back. The middle of the infield does at least, looking for a double play ball. The batter's Jordan New. As Geislinger, not much of a lead at first. First offering to New is in there for a strike. Brady Lynn's at third. He hammered a double off the center field wall. One strike the count. As Melvin's one strike pitch missing down and away, evening it up at 1-1. Rockies with another one here in the sixth, and they got runners at first and third. Nobody out. Two spot in the batting order. As Melvin's pitch to New, that's missing outside. Now 2-1. Jordan struck out looking in the first, flew out to left in the second. RBI singled and scored in the third. Singled, stole second, and scored in the fifth. Melvin's 2-1 pitch, that's down and in. Now 3-1 to Jordan New. Chase Melvin has thrown one strike in eight attempts. He's going to want to nip that in the butt. This team trailing by nine already here in the sixth inning. As Melvin set his 3-1 offering to New. That is inside for a ball, and they will be loaded for David Jonas. So, Kurt, you go to your third pitcher, and he has some accuracy issues, and now things get a little hairy for New York Mills.
Well, the last thing you want him to do is go up there and walk, guys, and that's exactly what he's done. You know, he comes in there, and he throws eight straight balls like that. Not what a manager wants to see your draft relief pitcher do.
First offering to Jonas, and that's high for a ball. He did mix one strike into New.
Okay.
It was a five-pitch walk, but now nine of his 10 pitches have been outside of the zone. As the 1-0 offering to Jonas, that is in at the letters. Woof. Thank you, umpire, huh?
Well, he's probably getting warm back there, too, in a 13-4 ball game.
1-1 pitch to Jonas as the drafty Melvin from Perham gets the heater by David. 1-2 the count. Looking for contact here. Trying to clutch up. A couple RBIs already for Jonas on the day. As the 1-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground. That'll get a run in. Fielded deep in the hole. They go to second for one, and they threw it into right field. No out at second, so across to score Lynn, across to score Geislinger. Jonas ends up at second, New at third, and it goes from bad to worse for New York Mills.
Well, the shortstop goes and makes a nice play on that play in the hole at short there. He probably should have went to third base with that ball, but I can't tell you where the third baseman was. He quickly throws the ball nowhere near the second baseman, ends up over in front of the bullpen in right field. Jonas ends up at second base. Newsy at third, two more runs score. And once again, the Rockies have an 11-run lead.
15-4. Cold Spring up by double digits again. Duffner to the plate as Duffman takes high for a ball. A little bit of an overthrow right there from Chase Melvin. 15-4 Cold Spring. They got three on the board here in the sixth. Runners at second and third. as Melvin's 1-0 pitch to Duffner. That's missing. Austin sack fly RBI in the first. Strikeout in the second. RBI double and a run scored in the third. Bounce out to second in the fifth. Call him 1-for-3 today. 1-for-3. As this pitch popped up foul and out of play, moving our count to 2-1. 15 spot in the run column for Cold Spring in 5-plus innings. They got runners at second and third still here in the sixth. As the 2-1 pitch, that's hit into left, and that'll drop in front of the left fielder. New will come across to score. Jonas just jogs it over to third. He will stop right there as it's another RBI for Duffner. It's another run for Cold Spring. 16-4 in favor of the Big Rockies.
Well, Duffner just laces that pitch on the outside part of the plate for a single that landed right in front of the left fielder. Jonas held up for a second thinking it was possibly going to be getting caught, so that's why he doesn't go any farther than that. Newsy looked like he was maybe going to tag up by where it was, so that's why he was holding up. But runners at the corners again.
Alex Geislinger looks at a ball, I believe, right there. Alex has had a great start to the state tournament. Geislinger family's got 6 hits, Kurt. Todd's happy somewhere. As 3 for Alex, 3 for Tyler. Each got a double. Alex has 2 RBIs. That pitch on the corner. First pitch was a strike, excuse me. Scoreboard, the umpire kind of had a delayed call. So 0-2 the count. Duffner at first, Jonas at third. Melvin's 2-strike pitch cut on and missed, and Alex is out on strikes for out number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first 6 Rockies reached here in the sixth inning. That's out number 1, and the batter will be Kelvin Kultoff.
Well, Melvin did a nice job on that one of throwing the ball past Geislinger. He kept them all inside and tight on him. He kind of chuck swung on his first one to get the first strike on that there, and then he blew it right by him for strike 3 there.
Chase Melvin, his first offering to Kelvin Kultoff, missing high for a ball. There is a 10-run rule in the state tournament. Rockies are 6 outs away from getting into that situation. Kultoff pops this one up, fouling out of play, evens it up at 1-1. Kelvin today singled in the first, sack bunt in the third, flew out to first in the third, walked in the fifth. 1-for-2 on the day for the Rocky catcher. As the 1-1 offering missing up and away, moving our count to 2-1. Waiting in the wings for the winner of this game is Watertown. Kurt, were you around Labor Day Sunday last year when they beat Watkins?
Oh, yeah, I was there all day with you.
Those boys can swing it, huh?
And to think the way they swung the ball that day and the way they beat Milroy and the way they beat Watkins and to think that they got shut out in 12 innings the next day, you would have said it wasn't going to happen.
By a guy who already threw that weekend. 3-1 pitch from Melvin to Calvin, missing low for a ball, and that'll load him up as Kultoff takes a 5-pitch walk. That is the third walk of the inning issued by Chase Melvin. Ninth man to bat, and it's Brady Blattner. It is not Brady Blattner, Kurt. Is that one of the Humberts?
That is number 20, Brock Humbert, pinch hitting in the DH spot.
So Brock Humbert will check in. Chance to play in the state tournament. I think he got some run a couple years ago. Some opportunity to maybe pinch run in the 2020 Rocky third place finish as this pitch missing down and away, 1-0.
I know he was still a senior in high school back in 2019, so he wasn't able to play in the state tournament because he played high school football.
Yeah, they had a scrimmage that day when they lost to Farming. Scott Leeser, the draftee for St. Martin, as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Jonas at third, Duffner at second, Kultoff at first. One away, four in for Cold Spring in the sixth. They've plated 16 today as Humbert takes a nice off-speed right there from Melvin. Brock's in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Cole Fuchs in the on-deck circle for the Rockies. 1-2 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play. Nice hang in there by Humbert. Going Gaetti a little bit. No undershirt. Unbuttoned a couple buttons up top. Brinker does that as well. Those black unis were an interesting choice on a hot day. As Melvin's 1-2 pitch. That's popped up, fouling out of play by Humbert.
Maybe they thought they were going to be hot temperature-wise. They were going to be hot batting-wise, and they guessed correct.
That had to have been it. That's what they were thinking. 1-2 the count. 16-4. The 1-2 pitch, that's popped up to right. That'll get another run in. Coming on is Guck. He makes the catch. Actually, Jonas bluffs a tag at third, as Guck's throw in was a tad lackadaisical, Kurt. But up 12, Jonas doesn't want to run into an out, so it's just a pop out to right.
Well, the way he ended up throwing that ball in, he would have easily been able to score on that, but you didn't know that as shallow as he came in to catch that pop-up off of Humbert's bat.
Bring Cole Fuchs to the plate for Cold Spring. They batted around in the third. They have batted around again here in the sixth. Some teams don't bat around all summer. They do it twice in the opening round of the 99th state tournament, Kurt, as the first pitch missing for a ball from Chase Melvin. As the 1-0 offering to Fuchs, missing low for a ball, now 2-0. I think that's actually, is it? What does the program say?
Melvin.
Well, first name?
Chase.
With an E?
Yep.
Okay. 2-0 the count as Chase's 2-0 pitch. Fuchs pops that one, fouling out of play. Confidence on the 2-0 cut right there for the three-hit Cole Fuchs. Those are the luxuries you get, Kurt, when you're up by 12. You got 16 on the board. 18 years old. Bases loaded. Third pitcher of the day. 2-0 pitch. If it's in there, let it eat, right?
Yep.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss right there by Fuchs. Trying to make it a 24 game with that cut. Comes up empty. Count 2-2. Jonas at third. Duffner at second. Kultoff at first. As Melvin's 2-2 pitch. That's hit up the middle and through. A bat flip. Why not? He got four hits, Cole Fuchs, as he punches one up the gut, plating Jonas 17-4 in favor of Cold Spring.
Well, Cole Fuchs has done like three times in a row now, had a base hit right up the middle, just over the pitcher, like right over second base, just where you want to go hit a ball like that there. Looked like it would have been a two-run single again for him, but manager Tom Ficker held Duffner at third base on that one.
Get a quick mound visit out of the dugout. Lets you know that our Rocky sponsor is here today. Game made possible thanks to the fine folks at Pep's Pork, Erkin's Water, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Farmers Merchant State Bank, Rambo, Columbia Gear, BNS Excavating, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Shady's Long Shots. Kurt, we have a pitching change. You're going to tell me about it in 30 seconds. We get a second pitcher, third pitcher of the inning for New York Mills. We'll tell you about the defensive changes coming up in half a minute on Bob. Kurt, is there a Milwaukee Brewer from the 1982 on the mound?
Well, that's what it looks like. It's from the Midwest Nerdbirds.
Oh, man.
Stetson Berkman.
Stetson Bergman. Bergman?
Berkman.
Berkman. What number is he?
He is number 17, a draftee from the Midway Nerdbirds. But you said it. It looks just like the Milwaukee Brewers uniforms from back in the early 1980s.
Stetson Berkman is the pitcher, as he will come in to try to keep things close-ish, I guess. I don't know how to word it. When you're down 13, this was always a good one on the Putz Report, Randy, because Randy would say Manaville relieved by Chase Melvin in the sixth, as well as Stetson Berkman in the sixth. Those are always kind of the hidden gems. The batter's Brady Lynn, and Brady's had a nice day too, Kurt. Three hits.
That he has, and Berkman's doing just like Manaville does. He has to come in and face the bases loaded.
First offering from Berkman to Brady Lynn in there for a strike. Baby blue uniform for Stetson Berkman. As one strike pitch to Lynn. That's cracked through the left side. Duffner will score. It's station to station for the Rockies right now as Kultoff stays put at third base. Duffner scores. Kultoff to third. To second goes Cole Fuchs. Cole's got four hits, Kurt. So Brady Lynn says, I want four hits.
I know we've been talking about that bottom of the order all day, but it just keeps getting better. The eight hitter has four hits. The nine hitter has four hits. And the Rockies now have 18 runs on 20 hits on the scoreboard.
18-4, Cold Spring. I mean, that's a month for some teams, 18 runs.
Well, you look at some of those games and regions that ended 3-2 and 2-1 and things like that, and here we are in the state tournament having an 18-4 game.
Tyler Geislinger with the bases loaded. First pitch to Ty Guy swung on and missed. Second pitch popped up. behind third. Over for a look is Hendricks. Ethan will not have a play. 0-2 the count. Geisinger's got three hits at the top of the order.
Is Geisinger batting for his sixth time in six innings?
So he got walked earlier this inning, so it wouldn't be an at-bat, but it's his sixth plate appearance in six innings. As swing and a miss right there by Geisinger. He goes 0-for-1 on the inning with a walk as he is punched out for the third out. Cold Spring, another big inning. Six in the six. They score six runs on 1-2-3 hits. Bottom of the order. Each got two hits there that inning, Kurt. Six runs on 1-2-3-4-5 hits. There was one real bad error for New York Mills, and Cold Spring leaves them loaded. Through 5.5, 18-4 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the six. You'll hear it in 1.5 on Total Country, Bob FM. 18-4 in favor of the Rockies, and Kurt, Tom Ficker, and David Jonas decided to mess up my score sheet here.
Defensive changes for the Rockies. Now pitching is the left fielder, Cole Fuchs. Moving to left field was the second baseman, Alex Geisinger, and now into play second base for the Rockies is Eli Bacchus.
So Bacchus will go to that 10 spot, being DH for. Alex Geisinger to left, as Kurt had mentioned. Cole Fuchs comes in from left to pitch. First pitch to Tyler Patron. Fouled back. Fuchs is one strike offering. That's popped up foul and out of play. Actually, this is a pinch hitter, Kurt. Who you got at 19?
Number 19 for the Millers is Droy Roberts.
Droy?
I guess it's Dre. They got Droy on the scorecard, but it's Dre in the book.
Dre Roberts, 0-2 pitch. Fuchs's pitch is popped up. Cole Fuchs plays outfield, so he'll call it. He'll catch it. I like that. When you get a pitcher. You remember my buddy Andy Bauer? He never wanted anything to do with that. I like seeing a pitcher go get the ball.
Well, you look at a play like that. If Cole doesn't go catch that, that ball's probably not going to get caught. It's 10 feet right in front of the pitcher's mound, and the first baseman and third baseman were nowhere near it. Cole does a nice job of coming in and getting the first out. Cole did a great job for the Rockies last Saturday against St. Joe. He came in the eighth inning when they were in a little bit of a bind, and he came in and threw the last inning in two-thirds to get the save against the Joes to put the Rockies in the state tournament.
Pitch missing for a ball to Caden Roberts. So Brinker goes five, Kurtz. He gives up four, but, I mean, you got to think that as this pitch chopped foul, when you get that big lead like that, you probably change your MO on the mound a little bit. Maybe not as nibbly on the corners and stuff like that, just trying to get it over the plate. And, yeah, he ran it. He got touched up pretty good, especially by Gaudette. But still, you know, your mindset's got to change when you're up by that much.
Well, it does. But like you said, you're not nibbling at the corners like that. You might be too relaxed laying it in there. But those were some pretty good pitches that those three and four hitters hit. But you can't take anything away from those two, the three and four hitter for the Millers.
As 3-1 the count now, as Fuchs came right at the pinch hitter, Dre Roberts. Caden Roberts is he's having a tough time throwing consecutive strikes too. 3-1 the count. 18-4 our score. Rockies by two touchdowns here today. As Fuchs set his 3-1 pitch, that is hit in the air to right. Brady Lind barely moves, comes on a step and makes the catch in right for out number two.
Well, he's coming in, he's throwing strikes, and he went and got a lazy pop-up to right field there. Brady does a nice job of coming in and catching that pop-up, and Rockies quickly have two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning out of the relief pitcher, what they wanted to see.
So we will have a pinch hitter here, Kurt. Number eight.
Number eight is Skyler Mercel.
Skyler Mercel is the pinch hitter as Fuchs delivers a strike to Skyler. He's hitting in the Ethan Hendricks spot. Fuchs' one strike pitch gasses up right there, and coming up empty is Mercel. 0-2 the count. Got to play seven complete for the 10-run rule as the two-strike pitch missing low. Now 1-2. Rockies well on their way to advancing in the second round, four outs away. As the 1-2 pitch, that's hit right back up the gut. Mercel with a solid knock up the middle. That is the ninth hit for New York Mills, and that'll get it to catcher Adam Patron. Kurt, looks like Maple Lake's playing next here. I see the Lakers making their way here.
That it does, but Mercer does a nice job of lacing that ball right into center field there for a pinch hit there for the Millers.
Mercer gets that pinch hit base knock. Who's Maple Lake got?
Maple Lake is playing the Stark Longhorns right here at 4:30.
All right. A couple of perennial state tournament entrants as Fuchs missing inside with the ball.
Maple Lake, the four seed out of that tough Region 12 tournament that was held down in Litchfield.
We get to see their region. What did Hutch take? Are they the four seed or three seed? Bottom of the bracket there.
Kimball. Hutch is a three seed.
They're the three. We got Hutchinson as a three. You know you got a pretty good region. As Fuchs ready, his 1-1. That is fouled to the netting. Moves the count to 1-2 to Adam Patron. Because you still got Delano as, were they the champ?
Delano was the champ, and Loretto was in the driver's seat, but Delano came back after losing to Loretto in the first game and came back all the way to win that Region 12 seed tournament down in Litchfield.
Double dipped him. 1-2 the count. As Fuchs, his 1-2 pitch, that's laced foul down the third base line.
Well, we talked about a lot of great first-round matchups. We got to see one this morning in Avon and Fairmont in the first-round game.
Tomorrow
we're talking about Kimball and Hutchinson, state tournament perennials, playing in a first-round game. Doesn't get any better than that, Kirby.
You get these matchups that you're normally used to seeing Labor Day Sunday, Kurt, and you're getting them that middle week of August, first-round matchups. That's what makes it fun. You'll get that Kimball and Hutch game on Chasm tomorrow at 1:30 with Randy and I. It's a swing and a miss right there. Patron goes out on strikes. Nice inning out of the pen for Cole Fuchs. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. That makes six complete. 18-4. Colt Spring by two touchdowns. Rock Shop looking good. On to the seventh in a minute and a half on Bob FM. On to the seventh inning, and Kurt, we have a defensive change. Dre Roberts is going to come in to pitch.
He's the fifth pitcher for the Millers today. Yeah. They threw two of their own. They threw two draftees, and now they're back to one of their own, number 19, Dre Roberts.
He'll see Jordan New. Jordan's going to see his sixth, one, two, three, four, his sixth plate appearance here. As Kurt, Jordan was up when they were playing Fernando earlier, and I thought we were going to have that same thing with Willie and the hand jive, but they turned the music off for Newsy as he looks at a first pitch ball from Dre Roberts.
Well, the public address announcer might get a little lackadaisical in an 18-4 ball game too, like some of the players have been.
You have you're no stranger to some of those long weekends in the press box, Kurt. Sometimes you space out a little bit. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 pitch popped up, fouling out of play, moves our count to 1-2.
I remember a time down in 2006 down in Dassel. I didn't think Randy Rostein and I were ever going to get to go to bed. I think we thought we were going to have to sleep in the gym as many times as they kept putting us in there for tornado warnings.
This pitch laced into right center field. Jordan New running the gap. That ball almost getting to the wall. Johnson cuts it down. Newsy in with a leadoff double. Kurt, it's been a double kind of day. Tyler Geisinger has a double. Jordan now with a double. Duffner has a double. That's three. Alex Geisinger has a double. That's four. And Brady Lynn's got a double. Five doubles and 18 runs, and it's only the top of the seventh inning.
Well, when you have 21 hits, you're going to have a few extra base hits in that one, and that's what the Rockies have done with their doubles, like you just said. But Newsy does a nice job of lacing that all to the gap at right center.
David Jonas, big swing and a miss right there. He's looking to go double times two. As big swing and a miss by the Rocky third baseman.
Is Jonas the only starting Rocky without a base hit today?
He does not have one. Geisinger does. Kultoff does. Blattner does. Fuchs, of course, does. Lynn does. Yes, David, their hottest hitter coming in, Kurt, as you had mentioned, the only one without a base hit. But he has reached base on an error. Two RBI sacrifice flies. He's actually reached base twice on errors today. As this pitch, that is hammered to center field. Coming on is Johnson. That's going to drop in front of him. That ball played a little trick on him right there, Kurt. He went back, and I always read the outfielder. He went back and then had to charge way in.
Well, he did, but you can't believe it. These outfielders are playing so deep against the Rockies that looked like it probably should have been a fly ball that would have got caught, but he's playing so deep back there. Then he takes a step back to begin with, That ball ends up dropping 20 feet in front of the center fielder by the time it's done. And David Jonas must have heard me say that he's the only Rocky in the starting lineup without a hit. And he says, I can't be that guy. I want to go put the 22nd hit on the board today. And he did that.
Nobody wants to be that guy. Is this TJ Newkirk, number 9?
Yes, yeah. That is TJ New, pinch hitting.
TJ New is going to hit for Austin Duffner. Looks at a ball from Dre Roberts. A strike in there. Evens it up at 1-1. Alex had a great day today. 3-for-4. 2 runs scored. RBI. Double. Roberts pitched to New. Popped up foul and out of play. 1-2 the count. Cold Spring Lumberyard. Big showing here. As they pound out 22 hits here. Still playing in the seventh inning. As the two-strike pitch hit on the ground right side. It'll get New in RBI as they go to second for one. They're going to say it was out at second base. As Jonas retired, they get that middle runner. Jordan New scores. TJ New aboard on the RBI fielder's choice.
TJ New hits a ground ball to the second baseman. Looked like they were going to try to turn two on there. The shortstop ends up dropping the ball on the transfer. They did call the out on that base. But they do get another run in and now lead 19-4.
19-4. I mean, Region 15C, Kurt, we had 3-2. You had said 2-1, you know, quick ones. Got 23 runs on the board here. So, Geislinger skies this one to short, fielding it there, or catching it there at shortstop is Darren Goodette. Fly out to retire Geislinger for out number 2.
If I'm not mistaken, in 15C on that first Saturday in 4 ball games played, I'd be willing to bet there weren't 23 runs scored in all 4 ball games.
Oh, not a chance.
Because it was 2-1, 3-2.
2-1, 3-2, and then Lux. So Lux, Lake Henry was
3-2. St. Martin won 2-1. And then El Rosa might have won like 5-2
for
7.
4-0 against Spring Hill. And then the night game was 2-1, or
3-1.
3-1, yeah. So you have 5, 9, 13. Yeah. Unbelievable. Rockies pounding them out today. First pitch, Kelvin pops up, fouling out of play. One strike offering from Roberts. Big daddy hack up empty for Kaltoff. He is in a hole at 0-2. Can't see the pen. Somebody looks like they're stretching, but that might be a Maple Lake Laker down past the bullpen. Two strike pitch to Kaltoff, missing high for a ball. Melvin today. Single in the first inning. Sack bunt in the third inning. Flew out to first. Walk. So he is 1-for-2 on the day. The Rocky catcher. Dre Roberts, 2 away. He's allowed 1 run here in the seventh. This pitch to Kaltoff missing high. Evens it up at 2-2. Well, if you're going to make a 2-hour drive from Cold Spring to Dundas, you might as well pack the bats, right?
Well, you'd hate to go that far and not pack them.
TJ New at first base as this pitch will miss inside to Kaltoff. Fill it up at 3-2. Humbert on deck for Cold Spring. Brock pinch hit for Brady Blattner their last time through. 19 on the board for Cold Spring as this pitch is hammered deep down the line and left. And, ooh, it'll one-hop the fence. It'll be another Rocky double. TJ goes first to third. Kelvin checks into second as he... I don't know, Kurt. I mean, Lynn's to center was hard, but Calvin's, that got out there quick.
That ball got out there one of the fastest balls of the day. Like you said, a couple of those other ones got out there earlier, but this was more of a liner right down the line in the deeper part where it's not quite as deep. 335 straight down the line, and he one-hops the fence out there in about the 340 mark for another double for the Rockies.
Brings Humbert to the plate. Brock looks at a pitch away for a ball. 1-0, TJ New at third base, Kaltoff at second. That pitch missing high for a ball. 2-0 to Brock Humbert. As Humbert back into the batter's box. Dre Roberts will rock and fire his 2-0 pitch. That is missing outside 3-0. Cole Fuchs on deck. As Roberts' 3-0 offering, that is in there for a strike. Moves our count to 3-1. 2 away here. Roberts trying to minimize here in the seventh inning. New York Mills is going to need six in the seventh to extend the game. As Humbert up the guts, that's through into center field. They're going to need more than six. New scores. Kultoff checks over into third base. And good for Brock Humbert, Kurt. Gets to play in the state tournament. Gets the RBI right there.
Brock says, hey, I want to join the rest of the crew. I don't want to be the only one in that lineup that doesn't come up with a hit today, being he was one of the guys that got the pinch hit in there. And he laces that right up the gut for another RBI single. Rockies up 20-4 to now. And now we're having another pitching change for the New York Millers. They figured, hey, we've used five guys already. Let's bring in our six so we can say that all three draftees got the pitch today. They're bringing in number 34, Dawson Stevens of the Perham Pirates.
Dawson Stevens is going to warm it up. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30, 20-4, Cold Spring. You heard me right. We're back in 30 seconds. Kurt, five in the pen wasn't enough. Their sixth different pitcher today for New York Mills.
Well, when the Cold Spring Rockies pound out 24 hits, you know you're going to see a lot of pitching, but I don't know that I've ever seen six pitchers in seven innings of baseball before for the same team. But now in the pitch, the third draftee for the New York Mills Millers is Dawson Stevens from the Perham Pirates. And he's got to do just like most of the other guys did when they come in. He's not seeing the bases loaded, but he's seeing runners at the corners.
First and third. It's Kultoff at third, Humbert at first, and red-hot Cole Fuchs into the batter's box. Stevens' first offering to Cole is hit into right center. Over in right is Guck, and it took Dawson one pitch. He puts his arms out saying, should have started me, Kurt, as F9 gets the Millers out of Dodge here in the seventh. The Rockies add two more, scoring two runs on four hits. There were no New York Mills errors. Two runners left on base. Last wraps for the Millers. They got to score seven to extend the game. You'll hear it. The bottom of the seventh in a minute. 20-4 Cold Spring. Back in a minute on Bob. On to the seventh. Last wraps as Kurtz 20-4. You know, not a bad day to Oh, man, he just told me who to say hi to, and I forgot already.
We're going to say hi to Frank and Janet New, Jordan's grandma and grandpa, who are sitting on their porch listening to the ball game back in Rockville. They couldn't make it down here today, so they got to listen to a fine ball game back in Rockville.
Got three outs to get yet as Cole Fuchs, first pitch into first pitch missing for a ball. Is this Small? Seven? Yeah, Logan Small into the batter's box. Fuchs' 1-0 pitch, that's missing low. Now 2-0. You're at 4 o'clock. You're listening to Total Country Bob FM, KDDG 105.5 in Albany, Minnesota. Appreciate you joining. Kurt Hemish to my left. Sam Flaw back in Albany. My name is Kirby Hemish with you when you got your knob on Bob. Sam's had a long day, Kurt. He was on the chasm this morning. He's due for a nap. He wants three outs back at the studios as the 2-1 pitch fouled away by Small, evening it up at 2-2.
I'm sure when he came to work at 5 this morning at Chasm and thought a 1:30 game, oh, I'm going to be out of here by about 3:30, not anticipating a 24-run game and keeping him there till late afternoon.
Started at 1:53, and the game went long as the ball hit on the ground to short. Jordan New up with it. His throw across is in time. Good hustle by Small, Kurt, down 16, but Newsy with the strong throw across the diamond for out number one.
You got to hand it to that number nine hitter. He hustled hard all the way down there. And Jordan knew, like you said, took a strong throw to get him. And as we just got Dan saying how his grandma and grandpa are back home listening, Jordan just made a fine throw right there.
Look at the pinch hitter. It's Hunter Holte pinch hitting for Jack Guck. It's the leadoff spot as Fuchs' first offering in there for a strike. This is the fourth time the one spot is hit for New York Mills. Cold Spring's fourth spot or one spot has been to the plate 6 times. Swing and a miss right there. Count now 0-2. Pitch, swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And down goes the pinch hitter for out number two. Second strikeout for Cole Fuchs. And that will bring Jonah Johnson to the plate.
Well, Cole Fuchs not only did a nice job with the bat, he's done a nice job coming here to pitch because the last thing you want to do is see a guy come in and not throw strikes, and you can't say he didn't do that when he came in here in the sixth and seventh inning.
Fuchs' first offering missing high for a ball. 24 hits for Cold Spring. Four in the first, 2 in the second, 6 in the third. As that pitch fouled into the mid of Kaltoff, that gets you to 12. 1 in the fourth, 13. 2 in the fifth is 15. 5 in the sixth is 20. 4 in the seventh, that's 24. That's a lot of hits. 1 and 1 the count as Fuchs' 1-1 pitch. That's hit in the air down the left field line. That'll twist foul. Jonas over for a look. David won't have a play. And the Millers down to their final strike. Cold Spring scored 20, Kurt. They've left a lot of guys on. 3 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh. 11 men they've left on base here today. All those numbers up there, and you only like the one on the last one. As this pitch missing high for a ball. Now 1 and 2. Airless ball for the Rockies thus far through 6 and 2 thirds.
Well, you got to like all the numbers that are up there, but when you can play airless ball when you come down here, that's huge because you look at how the Millers have a 3 spot under their error.
2-2 pitch in there. Strike 3 in Cold Spring. Moves on with a whooping. Took New York Mills to the woodshed here today. 20-4. The Rockies advancing into the second round. Kurt and I will talk about it. We'll wrap it up in a minute. Congratulations, Rock Shop. They get a date with Watertown next Sunday at 4:30 in Faribault. We're wrapping it up in a minute right here on Bob. Postgame show here on your Saturday. Kurt, it was all Cold Spring early and often and a lot.
Well, you said it. They started early by getting 3 runs in the first, but that 7-run third inning broke everything wide open, and they started. It's like one guy wanted to try to outdo the other, and they just kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. They ended up scoring 20 runs on 24 hits. I mean, they brought the lumber bats with today.
Unofficial totals for today's game. Cold Spring goes 20 runs, 24 hits, airless ball. That made Kurt happy. 11 runners left on base. 4 balls, 4 runs scored for New York Mills. 9 hits, 3 errors. They left 4 runners on base. 7 in the third, 6 in the sixth. They batted around twice. Kurt, my score column, I got they batted 7 times. I got them in 9 columns, though.
Well, when you bat around twice and have to go into that extra inning like they did, right now they're just down there introducing the player of the game and the most valuable player of that game, which they do every game down here in the state tournament, went to the number 5 hitter, Alex Geislinger, who had 3 hits, and I don't know exactly how many RBIs they said. I didn't catch it at that time, but he ended up being the MVP of this ball game, but you could have gave it to many guys. Yeah, Jake Brinker didn't have his best outing, but he went in and got the W for you. Yet you got Cole Fuchs in the 9 hole with 4 hits. You got Cole Fuchs in the 8 hole with 4 hits. You got Brady Lynn in the 9 hole with 4 hits, and you pound out 24 hits. You could have had all kinds of MVPs in that ball game the way it was, but congratulations to the Cold Spring Rockies winning 20-4 and moving on to next Sunday to take on the 2021 state runner-up Watertown Red Devils.
So they said Geislinger was the player of the game. We don't have a cap. I guess Randy and I didn't discuss it on our drive down. Too much, not enough windshield time, I should say. Maybe this player will get a Chasm cap at some point, being the Rockies will be on Chasm next Sunday, Kurt. Who would you elect the player of the game? They said Geislinger. Who are you going with?
Well, I would have went with Cole Fuchs just by what he did in the number 8 hole. He came up with 4 hits. Granted, they were all singles, but you're the 8 hitter. You look at what most teams' 8 hitters do. Many times a 9 hitter is better than the 8 because it's like a second leadoff hitter and things like that. He does that and comes in and pitches the 6th and 7th inning of shutout baseball. If I had to pick a player of that game, I'd have gave it to Cole Fuchs. But like I said, we could have gave it to many guys, Kirby.
Well, it's 24 hits. I mean, that's a lot of options, obviously. So Cold Spring moves on. Congratulations to Tom Ficker and the Rockies. We'll cover them when they play Watertown next Sunday at 1:30. That's next Sunday at 4:30. Kurt's got to get over to the Armadillos. I got to get over to Faribault. Our game brought to you by Farmers Merchant State Bank, Rambo, Columbia Gear, B&S Excavating, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond A&W, Shady's Long Shots, Pep's Pork, Erkins Water, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, and Painesville Mutual Insurance. Big thank you to Sam Flaw, technically producing back at the sports studios. Kurt, big thank you to you. I'll catch you and Randy. Randy and I will be in your driveway tomorrow morning before 10 o'clock. Okay, drive safe, Dad.
Sounds good.
There we go. For Kurt Hemish, this is Kirby. You can hear me if you haven't got enough baseball yet. Watkins and the Piers Lakers. That's coming up 4:30 scheduled start time on Chasm. Back to your regularly scheduled programming here on Total Country, Bob FM.